Labgong Sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, parabolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hapon po, narito na naman inyong paboritong programa tuwing Martes ng hapon. Ang Labgong Sports, kasama pa rin yung teammate Thor. Ayan si teammate Lani, kasalukuyang nangingibang bansa ngayon sa Europa. Nagpapalamig doon at nag-exercise sa mga snow. No? Kaya teammate Lani, sana makabalik na siya next week or next week para makasama natin po siya ulit dito sa ating programa. At yung hapon pong ito, ayan, pag-uusapan po natin ang tungkol pa rin sa summer break pa rin ngayon ng mga estudyante, di ba? Kaya marami pa rin silang oras para maglaro kasi ang academic year po sa UP mga teammates nagsisimula na sa first week ng August. So ngayon medyo nalalapit na ang kanilang mga masasayang araw kasi balik-aral na sila. Alright? At yan nga po, isa sa mga malaking events na tiningnan natin, for sinubaybayan natin for the past days ay ito yung ang katatapos ng Southeast Asian Games, no? At yon sa mundo ng palakasan, ano na nga ba ang mga ano ba ang feedback or ano ba ang mga nangyari at mga pwede pang mangyari para sa sports situation dito sa ating bansa. Kaya po mapalad po tayo ngayong hapon kasi makasama po natin dito sa studio ang head po na ang president and founder ng Sport Management Council of the Philippines. Professor din po siya sa De La Salle University, si Professor Geraldine Go Bernardo. Magandang hapon po, Ma'am Dina.
Hi, Thor. Nice to be back. Medyo kinakabahan ako sa topic kasi it's very controversial. Although, I think like every sport-loving Filipino, it's always a question of bakit ganito, bakit ganyan? You know, why is it happening? You know, itong performance natin.
Right. Ito, medyo straight tanong, Ma'am Dina. Ano sa tingin mo ang naging parang pinaka-challenge natin for the recent SEA Game?
Kasi I have to say that if I were to look at the sport development program itself, it's not been very consistent. And that is the problem, I think, when you're faced with having this kind of a setup na it's a government position and then it's a political appointee and hope to God na lang na you put a leader that's quite competent. But I guess I just want to compare the last two SEA Games. Of course, in 2013, we had a SEA Games also, and we fared in one of our worst. No, it's the sixth place. At that time, 250 athletes ang pinadala kesyo, kasi they want to make sure that they get enough medal hauls. Kung sino-sino pa sinisisi na baka may dayaan or whatever. It's really a mess. Mm-hmm. And then here we have the 2015 SEA Games. It's in Singapore. And wow, they send one of the biggest contingents ever, maybe 450 athletes, in the hopes naman that, we will get at least 50 medals and everything. Right. And of course, they fell short of that. Right. Naging parang 26 gold medals lang. And still, we land sixth place. Okay. And I think people are attacking a lot of... to make a competent athlete takes a lot of... uses a lot of variables, di ba? Kumusta ba yung training? Kumusta ba yung psychological makeup niya? And the preparation and everything. And I don't think we learn from our past mistakes. We keep saying the same things and it's happening again.
Right.
So, sobrang gasgas na plaka na.
So, what could have been done?
You know what? From the 2013 or even from the past, make a post-evaluation. Nobody does that. You know, after the games, hey, what went wrong? Even any games for that matter, I have yet to see a proper evaluation because what I see is finger pointing. Mm. Oh, bakit si atleta ganyan? Bakit si atleta ganyan? Alam mo, unfortunately, I have to look at the leadership behind.
Right.
I mean, what did you guys do?
Exactly.
Diba? Interestingly, here we go. We have the the Rio Olympics
coming
in 2016 naman. And so here we go again, you know, 1.5 years to go. What kind of preparation are we really doing? And then here comes Congressman Pacquiao, ready to give a 5 million pot for whoever will win the gold. That helps, but okay. Make sure naman also that you have also sound programs to back up this candidate for towards that, no? Money is not enough,
exactly.
And money is not sometimes the issue. I caution to answer when people ask me, is it kulangan suporta? Kulangan suporta?
Yeah, that's always
fine. We could need a little more support, but it has never been the end all and be all,
right.
Because I could tell you so many times how many athletes have risen above in spite of the lack of support.
Right.
I think cautiously I have to say, how is the support being used? Is it being diverted in the right way? Is it being spent wisely? I will stop there.
So medyo ano no, marami siguro talagang ano, marami pang kailangan gawin at so ano yung basic kaya Ma'am Dina na pwedeng gawin?
Okay, interestingly, I just had a talk with some of my colleagues this morning in De La Salle University, because as I was I gave a talk regarding sport governance.
Okay.
How do you
sport governance?
Yes. Ano ba talaga yung mga batas na dapat meron tayo when it comes to handling sports or when giving funds to sport organizations? How should they be monitored?
Okay.
What is their accountability? Nobody wants to talk about that, because there seems to be this shroud of mystery na sport is autonomous.
Oh.
You know, with the way people are using or abusing this, it's almost like abuse of discretion. Does that mean that if I use the funds and I decide to put it and buy my new car, government can question that anymore? Parang ganun na nangyayari paminsan. And I know it sounds unreal, but you know what? It's just that, can we check properly how this is really being spent, and to what is the extent of the power of an association? To what is the extent of the power of the Olympic Committee? To what is the extent of the power of the Sports Commission? But as government, I feel that in the end, the final arbiter should be the government. Kasi kunyari, ito yung perang binigay ko sa'yo.
Okay.
And how did you use it versus the plans that supposedly you were supposed to, ano, no?
Okay.
So just doesn't mean that if you have, even if you have all the money in the world, I mean, even Singapore, they're a very rich country.
Mm-hmm.
But every association is subject to this kind of evaluation also and scrutiny.
Okay.
Because money doesn't grow on trees.
So, can you parang present lang dito sa ating mga teammates kung saan pala nagmumula ang budget?
Okay.
Associations,
to,
no?
To give a
quick overview.
Just overview. No, there are two sources of budget.
Okay.
One that comes from the Department of Budget, no, the DBM.
Okay.
It's about probably 150 million a year. Well, depends on what Congress passes. It could flip. It could more or less mga ganun, naglalaro sa mga 150, 180, whatever. The second source is from what they called parang the Sport Development Fund, if I'm not mistaken, no? That is covered by a Republic Act wherein 5% of the PAGCOR proceeds will go to sports.
So that's it?
Yes. However, I don't want to be controversial, but even the evaluation of which 5%? Is it gross? Is it net? Is PSC getting all of the 5%? Because actually, they're not.
Oh, okay.
But I will stop there. Let's just say that even that part of the law is not being followed properly. So, but to just accumulate all of it, I estimate the Sports Commission gets between 700 to 800 million. Is that enough? Maybe not, no? But the sports associations cannot rely naman totally on government funding alone. In America, there's no such thing as Department of Sports.
Oh.
Nothing. It is sport development is left to the devices of the school system. Of course, the local governments can fund them, no?
Okay.
Out of their budget. It's the school that takes up the cudgels of sport development. That's why pag mag-Olympics, kukunin lang nila yung mga top collegiate players nila, tapos ibabato na sa Olympics. And you know, they're all developed. The government only will give like indirect support, maybe. Okay, I'm gonna build this facility. Sige, dyan kayo mag-train, ha? But to give them like, even I don't think kahit
really?
Mga, hindi.
This is news to me.
It's not always na gobyerno. It depends from country to country, but Right. Let's just say that whether you're rich or you're poor, you still have to manage these funds well.
All right. How about the budget coming going to PSC versus POC?
POC technically does not give any budget to the sports association because it doesn't have money. It relies on the PSC as well. And it has some funds from like the Olympic Committee, but it's very small.
Okay.
So in other countries, you know, capitalize on your being an Olympic Committee. The US Olympic Committee gets a lot of sponsorships if they know how to, you know, parlay it well, right? Even, I'll give you an example, the Olympic Council of Malaysia.
Okay.
That's yan ang pinaka Olympic Committee sa Malaysia.
Okay.
You know, because of the proceeds that they got from this particular SEA Games, nagpatayo sila ng hotel.
Oh.
So, now revenue. This hotel is revenue generating for them because hindi naman lahat ng pagkakataon pwede niyong mahingan.
Right.
Yun ano, yun gobyerno. So, you know, chairman after chairman and not all chairman naman are, well, some have been really better than others, no? But when this particular chairman before, when I was an athlete, sasabihin niya, walang pera. It's a little good. Gusto mo, ba't ni ka rin maghanap ng pera? And not take from the government, but from the private sector. It's so difficult to defend. I mean, let's be fair naman also to our government. Ang dami nasalanta sa bagyo. Ang daming kulang na classrooms. Right. Ang daming dapat gawin. For us to say, can we get more money in sports? It's kind of difficult also.
Wow. This is very enlightening, no? Na not everything should come from government. You should also be, ano, at least be in
self-sufficient.
Your
self-sufficient.
Oh. Wow, mga teammates, I'm sure like me, marami tayong natututunan at mas marami pa tayong matututunan pag nanatili po kayong nakantabay dito pa rin po sa Labkwang Sports. Magbe-break lang po muna tayo. And this is UP6 in O2 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. This is UP6 in O2, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa
Ang tunay na brad, hindi ka sasaktan.
Ang tunay na brad, hindi ka pipilitin kung ayaw mong gawin.
Ang tunay na brad, hindi ka papahiyain.
Ang tunay na brad, hindi ka papahirapan at pagtatawanan.
Mula 2001, mahigit 23 na ang namatay dahil sa hazing.
Huwag magpaloko sa brad na hindi totoo.
Dahil sa kapatiran, walang sakitan.
Isang mensahe mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
OMG! Hi, girl! I'm Smosh.
Bestie, like, what about all this TYM?
BTW, I have a new BF and more BF apps. SMH,
ROFL, you know, Ellie naman forevs.
IKR, GPG na nga.
Minsan, magpahinga rin mula sa pag-detect. Ugaliin ang wastong paggamit ng wika. Sulitin ang bawat salita. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Labkwang Sports, ang talakayang pangpalakasan, puwerabolahan.
Labkwang Sports, kasama pa rin po natin ang ating panauhin ngayong hapong ito, si Professor Geraldine Bernardo, no? Who's teaching sport management and in La Salle, and who is also the founder and president of Sport Management Council of the Philippines. Ayan. So, Ma'am Dina, ito nga, no? Kanina na, at least nabigyan nyo kami ng overview of how it's actually, what's going on up there, no? Pero, para lang sundan yung discussion na iyon, ano yung mga small steps that we can do towards improving as citizens?
That's a very good question because I think everybody has a role in sport development. You know, starting with ourselves, no? Parang, let's get active, let's patronize sports, let's encourage people to get into sports. You know, if I have children, I'd really put them into sports and make sure that my school implement sports programs mm-hmm. because it's not for the sake of playing right. it. And I remember I'm very much involved also with our local government kasi mm-hmm. I'm with the Chamber of Commerce. And wow. then yung local government namin, syempre, nalaman medyo sporty mm-hmm. or whatever, I'm in the business sector. So sabi niya, mm-hmm. finally, San Antonio has a school, elementary school. Kailangan naman talaga ng school.
Okay.
And then I asked one question, I said, does it have a court? Because I've seen other courts in my city.
Okay.
And it's either it's small or it's sloping. Can you imagine playing basketball and it's and they're playing on a sloping my. Court? So I asked that question, does it have a court?
Okay.
Sagot, wala. They don't get it. Right. They don't get that it is important for children to also experience recreation, leisure. In fact, when you are active in sports, you also become mentally alert.
Right.
So it's part and parcel of developing the entire of educating a child.
Right.
And kulang na kulang tayo doon. We will. And look, before we even get our elite athletes, kailangan the base or the foundation of sport participation in a country is wide and big.
Mm.
Diba? Kasi with this big pool of players, then dun mo masasala yung mas competitive athletes.
Right.
I attended a study tour in Japan
okay.
and it was sponsored by the Japanese Association of Sport, Japanese Sport Association.
Okay.
And they made a survey and they said, oh, we found out that the Japanese citizens only 30% participate in X number of physical activity a week.
Okay.
And for them, that's very small.
Okay.
Because in some countries, like in Europe, there's 70% participation.
Wow.
In no, no.
What's so our figure for that?
Oh my gosh, there was a figure that I called in 1990s.
Oh.
Parang 5% lang.
Wow.
So can you imagine what the statistic 5%. Is now? That's why I talked to your.
Especially with the advancing technologies naman nilalaro ng
mga
bata. Oh,
then it's
ngayon.
Getting worse. So I was asking. Wow. Si Professor John Cagas,
who's
now the dean,
the department chair.
I'm sorry, the department chair, of sports science. I remember asking him because years back I saw him at a conference, and I said, "John, I think it's kind of he might have a study now, no?
Right.
But back in the day, I was really also curious.
Wow.
What is the level of our sport or fitness participation,
okay.
whether kabataan or the general population
fitness,
as a whole?
Okay.
Oh." Kasi kulang na kulang yun. Imagine na, for every dollar, it was studied by the World Health Organization, for every dollar you spend promoting physical activity, you actually save in between $3 to $6 in future medical costs.
Wow.
So doesn't that make economic sense?
And
mind you, it's getting harder because even when it comes to city planning, look, I want to be active, but...
Okay.
The sidewalks are makitid or there's no sidewalk at all.
It's occupied by the vendor.
And we have to deliberately design the environment in order to encourage physical activity, more walking. I would rather walk, actually, if there's a place to walk on.
And if it's convenient, it's safe to walk.
Yes, if it's safe to walk. So that's why parks are important, courts are important. You go to China, you go to these other places. It's isang condo unit, parang merong truck, small truck oval around. Well, you see this truck oval, di mapapatakbo ka na, di ba?
Parang ganun. Space dictates you, eh,
yes, no? Or the design will also influence you.
Well, you've been to a lot of countries, you've been to a lot of cities. Where in the Philippines, is there a particular city you have seen who is very in promoting physical activity?
Wow, I have to say, Cebu.
Oh, really?
I think in general, the Visayas and Mindanao.
Oh.
Believe it or not, like for example, you go to a public school in Mindanao, in Gensan. Oh, after school, they go play and they go participate in
lupa.
Sports. Ang daming lupa, siguro. Maybe that's a reason, no?
Yeah.
And even yun, and this breaks my heart because, for example, may mga palarong pambansa. They build a nice track oval, a nice swimming pool. And then after the palaro, what happens? Nagiging fish pond or nagiging natitiwangwang, nagiging white elephant.
Oh my.
And yet, shouldn't this be a great opportunity to develop sports in your city? In my particular city, we don't have any. So again, I go to this school and said, Mom, meron kaming champion dito sa track and field.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask curiously. Mm-hmm. That's what I go, yeah?
saan kayo nagpa-practice? Dito lang po, sa skinita lang, ihahawin mo na yung mga pedicab para tumakbo yung bata. Wow. Oh, and this is where we have a throwing event. The throwing event is in a vacant lot that had a little dump site pasigono na tinabo. Oh. That's where they do the... Alam mo, grabe, can you see na... Wow, in spite of that, tuloy pa rin, di ba? Wow. What more Pinoy, if you just add a little more na parang, di gandahan natin, let's have a track diba? Cebu, you go to their Cebu Sports Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
Gamit na gamit. And it's cheap. You come there, maybe pay 10 pesos, you can use a track oval. So I go there, right. It's filled. The boxing gym, puro athletes.
Right.
Sa gymnastics, maliit man, puro atleta. Gamit na gamit. Oh, wow. Yeah. And swimming pool, same thing. Now that is a very vibrant place for, ano, no?
No wonder a lot of people in Manila go to Cebu na.
Siguro, no? Kasi quality of life, yeah, diba?
Ayaw na rin ng mga taga-Cebu na maraming pupunta doon. They all occupy their territory. Wow, pero that's a very good realization. Pero can you say that dito sa environment natin sa Manila naman, is there a particular, like for example, Marikina is the first city that comes into my mind.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would say Marikina, Marikina's up there. Kasi, okay, you might not have the horizontal space, right. So they built their gyms upwards.
Right.
So it's a building. Sa baba, may swimming pool, and then second floor, karate, ping pong, whatever. So maganda rin yun.
Gets flooded lang, no?
Yes.
Part of the challenge.
Pero at least, ano, I could see that the city puts a premium also on really encouraging people to participate. And whether you're young, whether you're old, fitness is for everybody. So I visit Marikina, and there was this Liha.
Oh,
table
yeah.
tennis club, yeah. And they were between like 50s to, so I met them, okay, I was introduced to them by Professor Oski, naghilera sila, so one by one, these sweaty old men, they were all smiling though, ear to ear, sabi niya, ako, yung, di ko na iniinom ang cholesterol pills ko, wow. Because ever since I took this up, I'm cholesterol free, wow. Whatever, or this guy, oh, actually, I retired from the US of A, and now I'm just here with my friends. And you know, nagigiliwan sila just being with each other, bonding. So see? That's also part of wellness as well.
Even for those for that age group, huh?
Yeah. So I tried playing with an 80-year-old guy, and he was good.
He defeated you. No, you were competitive.
No. I think sanay siya sa equipment. Right. I'll give him that.
The advantage.
And of course seniority. Wow. No, but for his age, he was very good.
Right.
And you can achieve fitness even at any age.
Right.
You can start at 70 and still be fit.
Wow. And one thing sa with your travels again around the world. Compared to the yung what we have here, parang nakikita lang kasi more fitness is more of for the young ones. But what is there any governing association who actually also caters for the needs for the fitness needs of medyo upper age groups, so
actually,
40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Meron lang fun run. aerobics,
you mean you're
Zumba.
Talking about in other countries?
No, in the
what?
Philippines meron ka bang nalaman kasi di ba? For example, in your Japan experience, may mga competitions even for the older population.
Well, they when in Japan, they were showcasing us what they called the community sports centers.
What is that?
So in any parang prefecture or community nga, magtatayo sila ng center wherein they have a court,
okay.
Or they have activities for young and old. So take the volleyball sport, okay? How do you make volleyball played by all ages? So for the women, meron dun housewives volleyball team. So ang ginawa nila is that they modify the rules.
Okay.
Imbes na 6A side, 8A side. Mm-hmm. And then binaba nila yung court by the net by maybe a few inches such that even as housewives, and they all have nice mikasa knee pads and everything. Oh, nagsa-spike sila. Wow. Kasi easier. So and then sa mga matatanda, they also have a sort of volleyball.
it's in a smaller court, much lower ang net, tas parang beach ball ang ginagamit.
Oh,
so the rule is, okay, you can bounce it once, you can put it over, and then maraming players on one side. And have you ever heard of the 100-man volleyball?
Wow, what is that?
Oh, the 100-man volleyball, you pile up one side of the court, and we all pile up the other side of the court, and bihala na kung where the ball goes. But this is just a fun game that makes the community come together. And during that time when I participated in the 100-man, so
you were there.
I was there. It didn't matter that I couldn't really play, or we were just almost elbow to elbow, but the fact that we're there, and then nandun yun parang star athlete nila, probably a national player who belonged to that city. So he was also there.
Nice.
So syempre, it also brings a sense of pride to the community who he belongs to. Diba? So Who says the rules have to be so strict, no? Wow. And that's why I'm also glad that I had a chance to participate in a seminar in Germany with you on inclusive sport activity.
All right.
One thing that we have to put in our minds when we introduce activities, maybe for kids for the first time, is that it has to be an enjoyable experience.
Okay.
I've heard kids who come from like a PE class, basketball, badminton. Kahit badminton, I hate PE. Why?
Okay.
Eh, kasi I'm not good enough, you know? Parang it's only the better players. And that discourages them from doing it again.
Exactly.
And they hate it. And they get marked for it, unfortunately, no?
Magtatawanan.
So it has to be that sana yung physical activity, tanggalin talagan muna natin na it's for getting the gold and what. It's a very
it's a
very controversial thing. For example, so going back to the schools, dapat it should be enjoyed by all. And thank goodness that actually this week, if I may say so, that because I belong to the Sport Management Council, I have my Asian counterparts, and they're coming again to the Philippines to continue their advocacy in helping the Tacloubanons and the people that were affected by Haiyan by providing this new sports equipment. And the new sports equipment is that it's not like your ping pong or your basketball na matitigas, but these are soft balls, soft pads, such that anybody can play.
So it's a modified
and everybody with whatever skill level. And it's so priceless. And when you give this little kid this tool, that equipment that they could use right away, the smile is priceless. You've got him, diba? Nakuha mo na yung loob niya.
Wow.
Ang galing-galing. I never get tired of that when I see that.
And we'll talk more of this activity that you're having this week sa pagbabalik po ng Love Kong Sports. Mananatili po kayo nakantabay. Dito po rin sa inyong paborito programa. And DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ang lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa ring may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ito po si MMDA Chairman Francis Tolentino. Para sa mga kababayan natin sa Metro Manila, ako po ay nananawagan na makiloho kayo sa Metro Shake Drill na naglalayo maging ligtas tayo pag lumindol at gumalaw ang West Valley Fault. Layunin po natin ang kasanayan at kaligtasan ng lahat. Lumawak sa July 30, 2015, alas 10:30 ng umaga, alas 8 naman ng gabi sa Ortigas Business District. Makipag-ugnayan sa inyong mga barangay. Maging handa, maging ligtas. Ito po muli si Chairman Tolentino. Salamat po.
Simple lang naman ang gusto ko. Maging kaibigan ka. Makipaglaro. Makipaghabulan. Mag-share ng sandwich. Pero bakit iba ang nakuha ko? Peklat, sabunot, sigaw, away, sugat, panlalait. Bakit ganito?
Simple lang naman ang gusto niya, ang magkaroon ng kaibigan. Sana, maging kaibigan ka rin niya. Tigilan ang bullying. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Teammates, sa iba rin nababalik dito pa rin po sa Love Kong Sports. Kasama pa rin yung teammate Thor at kasama po natin si ang president pa rin po ng Sport Management Council, si Professor Geraldine Bernardo. And Ma'am Dina, kanina ay na-share nyo sa amin itong ang programa nyo na gagawin ngayong linggong ito ng Sport Management Council. Tell us more about anong pangalan ng program na ito at anong plano ng program na ito?
Well, I clearly remember how this came to me, ano? Kasi nung time nung 2013, parating pa lang yung November 8, I was going to have a 2-day sport management bootcamp.
Okay.
And I was so worried, itutuloy ko ba? Because it's all over the news. There's gonna be this big typhoon and stuff like that. So all I cared about was, itutuloy ko ba itong sa Metro Manila ko? Right. Because do I cancel? Do I tell everybody let's postpone it? And so, tinuloy namin because as it happened, hindi pala masyadong dadaan sa Manila. It will be so fast. And after the 2 days was over, syempre, I felt relieved that it was over. But going home, I opened the TV to a very shocking news, no? Na talagang many people died in the Visayas and people are suffering. There's no water, no food. And I felt so guilty. And I guess later on, friends from all over the world were calling in from the Sport Management Association I belong to. Syempre, nag-reach out sila. Can we help and everything? And sabi ko, well, thank you. And I'm sure, yes, we need relief, but it seems to be underway. But being sport people, can we use sport later on anyway for psychosocial relief? And so after about 100 days post-Haiyan, true to promise, I did my ocular and I relayed back to the sport association that happened. And from then, it started a series of visits, not only from us, the local people, but also the international counterparts. The first one was from the U.S., no? From the Center for Sport, Peace, and Society. And these ladies are, you know, they're my mentors. I consider them my mentors when it deals with sport for women empowerment or sport for post-disaster. Kasi sanay na sanay sila. Mm. They've been to probably 50 countries.
Wow.
They've seen every scenario. Is it post-conflict? Is it women marginalization? Whatever. So when they came to Tacloban, parang... They also reached out, can we help? Eh, tama-tama, nagkaroon sila ng funding. And so when they came, they did their thing, they did their magic. And from then, we learned also how to go about it on our own. The first time they came here, we trained about 200 participants. Wow. Some were seminarians, some were teachers, some were for coaches. And the program, we called it Replay Relive Recreate. Now, we
replay, relive, recreate.
It's community resilience through sports. And it's just a matter of, it's based on a premise na when you suffer trauma or when you suffer conflict, ano nangyayari sa tao, diba? Parang ayaw mo gumalaw, you don't foresee a future or whatever. And therefore, can sport kind of help overcome that?
Right.
I'm not saying it's the answer, no, but it is one of the modalities that you can use for people to kind of get up again, to move and feel a sense of hope. I know it sounds like a answer to everything, but I'm saying that could be one of the interventions. For example, nung nagkaroon ng sharing, syempre kailangan you have to analyze and assess their feelings, diba? So, one of the questions posed there was, ano yung mga problema na dinararanas, that you're experiencing now? Syempre, my gosh. And they would give answers. And whether bata yung nagsasagot o matanda, pareho ang sagot. Yung parang, we're experiencing poverty, laziness, corruption, bitterness, sadness, whatever. And so,
flinip ng American mentors ko, and I said, okay, what you like about sports? Mm-hmm. Ayan na, camaraderie, friendship, peace, happiness. Oh, so pinagtabi namin yung dalawang answers. Why I love sports, love kong sports. And on the other side is, what are the problems we're facing right now? And sabi nung mentor, okay, bagamat hindi natin malulutas itong lahat ng problema, but do you think sport can answer some of them? And it was like a light bulb moment for them. Yeah, I guess so. And so we made them go through drills, and we had to design the activities from the non-threatening muna to the more, ano, diba, more touchy and more contact. Kasi baka kala natin, sige, pag basketball natin, malulutas na lahat. And yet, it's not as easy as that. Yes. Kailangan talaga, these activities are very intentional. And so, fast forward to now, there have been, this would be probably our third activity now. Because, again, the Koreans have come, seeing it fit to extend help again. But I feel at the same time, ano na rin to, parang service learning din ito sa mga estudyante nila eh. Because how do you apply what you learn to a certain community? And right. I'm a big proponent of service learning from where I come from, the DLSU. Kasi it teaches the students to apply not just the lessons, but to be very aware of the needs of the community. So hindi ka lang papasok, oy, nandito kami, magsusupport kami. First, identify, oh, this is my target community. Ano ang mga pangangailangan ng komunidad na to?
Needs assessment.
Needs. And then how do I, or as a student, as a group, come in and help them with it?
Okay.
But one thing nice about the programs that, kasi I would say that Replay, Relive, Recreate is an amalgamation also of the ideas of many we learned something from the Americans, and then we had our own to share, and it keeps it really keeps getting better. Kasi maliban sa tinuturuan natin sila, ini-encourage natin, oh sige ha, you also do it to other people ha, so you have to be the
paid forward
na, yeah, magpa-pay forward ka rin, hindi lang yun ito lang ako, hindi, ikaw rin gagalaw ka for others, because you had this privilege,
right.
And then how do we multiply this benefit? Realistically, tayo, pagpunta natin dyan, how often can we go there, yeah. Right? So we impress upon them na talagang dalhin nyo rin sa iba. Be the change also for that person.
Spanish sharing us something good.
Yes, yes.
And this intervention ngayon na pangatlo na nga, what is different from this intervention to the previous interventions that you had before?
Kasi before, definitely the most immediate concern was, okay, how do we provide this psychosocial relief? And admittedly, because it's our first time, we had very limited ideas. But now it is a more a longer program. Okay. Wherein we really make them go through the rationale of why is sport being used for this, diba? In fact, in other countries, it's being used for development, for peace or whatever. And then susunod dun is, okay, what are these activities, and how do you make your own activity? So we empower them also, no? Na parang hindi lang natin tinuturo, we're giving them more tools so that, my goodness, the possibilities are endless, no? And then thirdly, okay, if you're going to do this to a community, what are the steps to take, you know, right. To make one? So we will have to teach them how to do action plan. And you can do action planning for everything. I could be planning a little sport event for my school, and it goes to the same thing. What are the issues? Anong kailangan? Anong mga pangangailangan? Sinong lalapitan ko? Anong kailangan gawin? How do I mobilize? It is the same pattern. And whether it is for sport for inclusiveness, whether I'm going to make a little event, they can all take advantage of what we will teach them now. Right. Now, I know every time we do this, it gets better every time. And one of the challenges also is, can we also do this for a post-conflict area in the Philippines? And I'm happy to say that we've made certain inroads. sa mga sa Zamboanga. Wow. We're in, unfortunately, when we went there at tinanong namin, meron na bang naggawa ng ganito para sa inyo? Wala pa. In fact, ang unang tanong nga sa amin is, hindi ba kayo natatakot? ako for me, you know, of course, there's always gonna be that fear, but if you make your good plans and you've talked to the right people and you assess the situation naman properly, then I don't think you should be terribly afraid. Besides, wawa naman sila. We should care for them as well. In fact, it is a bigger challenge because versus yun mga nasalanta ng mga bagyo or natural disasters, you can always say, force of nature, it's an act of God, and we cannot do anything about it. Here, where there's conflict, there's hate, there's bitterness, may nauungkat ka ng malalalim na sugat, wow, that's a bigger challenge, wow. Diba? Paano mo gagawin yun?
Wow. Very, ang impressive lang nung parang kanina, national, tapos you go to the grassroots, tapos ngayon we even go to the disaster part of where sports are actually useful and where it has a role, a very important role to play, no? At I'm sure ngayon yung mga teammates natin ay, as they listen, ay nagkakaroon na rin ng idea on how sports can really, is really important, no? And why their participation is much in need. And siguro sa next episode po natin, on the last episode, ang bilis ng oras, on our last segment, we're just going to talk about ano yung mga nakalaan na mga programs ba or what ng Sport Management Council bilang natatanging Sport Management Council in the Philippines, no, para sa ating mga kababayan. Sa pagbabalik po yan ng Lab Kuang Sports, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasabi ng KBP, kapisalan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni Chong John?
Napakasaya nun! Pati yung graduation ni Lin sa kolehiyo.
Naku! Nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon.
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi kanila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mo ang naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Uy, Han, ninanakawan yung kotse ng brad mo. Tigilan mo!
Huwag na natin pakilaman yan. Baka madamay pa tayo.
Ilang krimen na ba ang hindi na ibalita dahil lamang sa takot at pangamba? Makialam at magbigay alam. I-report ang mga insidente ng krimen sa Patrol 117 o sa UP Diliman Police sa numerong 981-8500 Local 113. Bawat report ay malaking ambag sa ating pagpuksa sa krimen. Krimen, ating bantayan upang maiwasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sa simula, bulong lang yan. Pero pag pinabayaan, ang simpleng bulong, nakabibingi. Linisin ang mga estero. Huwag pabayaang nakatiwangwang ang tubig. Panatilihing malinis ang kapaligiran. Dahil kahit bulong pa lang yan, dapat may aksyon ka na. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Love Go ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, werabolahan!
Hey, mga teammates, tayo muli nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love Go ang sports. At ito na po ating panghuling segment na. No? Ang bilis talaga ng isang oras. Ma'am Dina, kasama pa rin po at mga teammates ang head nga pa rin po ng Sport Management Council of the Philippines, si Ma'am Dina Bernardo. Ayan, Ma'am Dina, ayan, na yung sa first segment, napag-usapan natin yung mga issues ng bansa. Second, napag-usapan natin yung observation natin within the country, no, of how it sports is appreciated, how it's actually paano siya in its current status. Tapos on the third, we talk about sports naman sa disaster and conflict context. Now, with this varied avenues kung saan nagiging useful ang sports, we really do acknowledge the need na kailangan nga may mag-supervise, may mag-lead on how sports should be used. And we're thankful to hear na meron na nga itong Sport Management Council. Tell us, ano ba vision ng ano na to, ma'am? Yung group na to? Anong org? How do you call this?
It's called a NGO, a non-profit organization. Kasi, because I'm a board member of the Asian Association of Sport Management. Kasi right after my stint with the Sports Commission, somehow, I don't know, my name got there. Okay. They were looking for a Philippine member. And I'm also a board member of the Asian Council of Exercise and Sport Science. Siguro dulot na rin to ng, I was a physical therapist before. So again, my name got there somehow. Right. And looking at these organizations, they're mostly made up of academicians, researchers, maybe in some countries there are practitioners, no? And then, therefore, it was incumbent upon me to also create something here. Mm. But more than just being an academic organization, no, to help promote and professionalize sport management, as the case is, it's more of trying to, I see the vision of Sport Management Council to try to convene all these experts that nung habang atleta pa ako, nakikita ko sila, uy, may ganito pala tayo, may magagaling pala tayong sports science, may magagaling pala tayong exercise physiologists, may magagaling pala tayong coaches, and then here are sport entrepreneurs or people in the fitness industry, the pioneers of that industry. Sabi ko, how come we're not talking with each other and convening, no? So, kasi, tingin tayo ng tingin sa abroad, although magagaling naman sila, we learn a lot from them, pero,
we have our own.
And my objective talaga is really helping get our act together. And aside from that, kung may mga gaps man, then how do we address these gaps? Like, I tell my students, nga, why do I teach sport management? Because I really want you guys to be better sport leaders later on. And in class, and sabi ko nga sa class ko eh, wow, you know, honestly, I have other things to do with my time.
Of course.
Yeah,
better,
but
more profitable things.
No, but it's finding those smart, hindi man smart, no, but those light bulb, seeing the lights flash in their eyes na parang, ah, ganun pala. Or else, yung nakakakuha ko ng sagot that I've never even thought of, there's hope talaga in the future if we have people, if I'm able, or we, as the Sport Management Council, are able to make people realize this is the way to do it. You asked me a question earlier, right, na, oh, how do we begin to start with sports? And so it starts with us. The role of sport development starts with us. And secondly, is getting that know-how on how to do it. Mm-hmm. Diba? Kasi, for example, in the same way na, hindi lahat ng magagaling na atleta ay nagiging magaling na coach.
Exactly.
At bakit? Because you have to learn how to become a good coach. Exactly. In the same way, to become a sport leader, a sport manager, hindi, sabi ko nga sa mga estudyante ko, just because you're an athlete, it doesn't magically happen
right.
You will be a good leader.
Exactly.
And please, iwanan nyo na yung pagka-atleta nyo pag naging manager na kayo. Kasi I think the tendency is that, sport is an emotional product.
Sobra,
it's very emotional, di ba? When you get into that position, para I'm here, I'm on top, nadadala mo yung pagka-atleta mo, kalimutan mo yan. Because as a manager, kailangan makinig ka sa lahat. How do you balance the interests of all the people? Diba? How do you, and then at the same time, yun,
the technical know-how and hardware for, okay, I need to raise funds. How do I do that? I need to recruit people. How do I do that? So, maraming aspeto sa pag na-manage ng isang organization. And for us, Sport Management Council, it's helping bridge those gaps, helping convene these experts local right. and abroad, and we want to be a trusted also authority on it. We hope to foster research because the sport business per se is one of the fastest growing industries in the world. Okay. And people give me that crazy look na parang, hey, what's sport management? Is that like a Jerry Maguire? Or yung parang Colin Lai, show me the money? Or parang, oh, basketball lang ba yun? Sabi ko, hello? So have you seen a UAAP event na, okay, there are tickets to sell, there are sponsors to take, how do you broadcast this? Kasama rin yan sa aspeto ng sport management.
Wow. Ang lawak.
Ang lawak. So, they claim that sport could be seen in at least 55 sectors of businesses. Like you could talk about infrastructure, you could talk about venues, tourism, apparel, right. equipment. Ang dami, ang lawak. May sport law pa.
Yeah.
Diba? And then I met a sport geologist. Sabi ko, what's that? Sabi ko, oh, I can tell you where the best snow is to ski on, or if this body of water is good for like open water, swimming. So may mga ganun na rin. Wow. So name it, parang it really, and that's just
branching out.
It's really branching out. And there's even this video that I like to show in class. It's a tourism video of Europe. And what is Europe famous for? It's usually famous for mga art, mga museums. But, sabi ko sa estudyante ko, count the number of sport references in this tourism video. And one counted as much as 20-25.
Wow.
In that 4-3-minute video.
Ganun
so, kunyari, in fact, when I reviewed it again, aba, apat na eksena, museum, like that. Tapos, apat na eksena, nasa mountain sila, nag-hiking, nagsuswim, nagda-dive. And this is not an accidental placement.
Right.
They know, people in the tourism world know very well that when you have these sport components, people stay longer.
Right.
When you stay longer, you spend more. You eat their food, you pump the economy.
Exactly.
No? So,
wow.
Ang lawak. So, you could look at sport from the very essence of why it's important in a society. But on the other hand, you can also look at it from a business point of view. Yes, people right. consume sports. People love sports. And as such, there's a business that could be made out of that, right?
Wow.
So, ang lawak talaga.
All-encompassing.
Yeah, all-encompassing.
Well, what can I say? Ganyan talaga mag-graduate siguro ng MBA sa AIM.
Plug
no?
na naman.
Yes.
May plug pa rin sa AIM.
Right. And, wow. I hope we had more time kasi sobrang ang dami niya tututunan ng ating mga teammates dito sa ating conversation. So I hope ma-invite pa namin kayo ulit kasi I'm sure marami pa tayong dapat pag-usapan lalo na dito nga sa larangan ng sports. Is there anything you want to say to our teammates listening?
Well, I would like to commend your show, Thor, because I think more than just loving sports for the sake of sports is also the fact that you are very interested in the issues, the underlying issues, and for educating your listeners, you know, in many aspects about sport, not just the game itself. And so to the listeners naman, siguro tuloy-tuloy pa rin natin ho na we have to care.
Yeah.
About sports and what it can do for us. So and by doing that, by caring and doing, then hopefully in our lifetime, diba, makikita natin yung gusto natin makita sa Philippine sports, being the sport loving Filipinos that we are.
Definitely. Well, very well said. Thank you very much, Ma'am Dina. Well, I'm sure mga teammates ay na-boost ang ating mga energies, no? And I'm sure mamaya ay magja-jogging na kayo, magsi-swimming, or magsi-start na kayo mag-participate sa sports. And paggabi na, usong-uso na mga Zumba activities dyan, or kung dito sa UP, tatakbo na kayo sa Tiakad Oval, no? So let's keep working out, let's keep engaging with physical activities, and of course, promote fitness for wherever we are. Thank you very much, Ma'am Dina, at sana po magkarinigan ulit. Hindi pala magkita-kita, hindi pala ito TV. Magkarinigan po rin tayo at magkwentuhan sa ating masasayang talakayan dito pa rin po sa Labguang Sports. And this UP 1602 ay kasapi ng KVP, kapisala ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Ma'am, kailangan niyo akong sabayan, ha? Sabihin na natin yung last line.
Which one?
That one. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!